good to see you all this morning. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Okay, we are an apostolic church. Apostolos, apostle. Apostolos in Greek means one who is sent. And so we are an apostolic church. But have we lost that apostolic edge? Have we lost the edge that Jesus wants his apostolic church to have? And before we get into thinking about that in some type of conceptual way, let's make it practical and real. How many people did you invite to Mass this weekend? How many people did you invite? And parents, you can't say, well, I invited my kids. No, you just told your kids to come. How many people outside your family did you invite to Mass? Did anyone here do that? Did anyone invite anybody else? Okay, like at the 9 o'clock, there were some people who were like, I did. And I was like, thank you. But it was like three. Are we losing the apostolic edge? If we are, then we're not the church that Jesus wants us to be. Okay? And we'll talk about that more. What might keep us from being apostolic? Going out, being sent out to share the message of the gospel? I mean, certainly there's different reasons. On a personal level and on an institutional level, we can always fall prey to a certain type of inertia where things just become routine. I just do my thing and I'm good. But friends, that's not true in the spiritual life. We never plateau in the spiritual life. We are either growing and progressing or we are backsliding and regressing. We're never at a place where we're just good. The Lord calls us always to go forward and forward and forward. So if we are not evangelizing, if we are not apostles sent to evangelize, and evangelize means to share the good news of Jesus Christ. If we are not those type of people, then we are not living as the church that Jesus founded. We can slide into inertia. We can get really self-centered. This is my faith. This is my spiritual life. This is my devotional life. This could even be my project with my family. And we get real self-referential. We turn inward on ourselves and we think as long as we take care of us and ours, then the rest of that, well, that's the world out there and that's someone else's job. I think what happens between the inertia and kind of a self-centeredness that we can all fall plague to is this. Most of you probably don't know or don't think that evangelization is your job. That's Father's job. Or that's Bishop's job. I mean, Bishop is a successor to the apostles. That's their job. It's not my job. But that's not true. The Second Vatican Council is really clear on that, laying out the roles that are different in the church, but also with different responsibilities. My main job is actually to prepare you for evangelization. My job is to preach the gospel and to give you the sacraments. That's my main job. And you know what your job is? Is to go out and evangelize the world, to sanctify the world. Technical term would be the temporal order, but it's the world. It's to give away what you've been given. Why do we have to sanctify the world? Well, because we're an apostolic church. We're sent out. You go out into the world, and again, to make it practical and real, you go places I can't go because I'm one person, because we have one bishop, because we don't have enough priests. So to your neighborhood, to your workplace, to your softball league, to the coffee shop that you frequent every morning, to the grocery store you go to the stands at your kids' t-ball game. Those are all huge opportunities to evangelize. Those places, that is exactly where the Lord sends you on apostolic mission. Those opportunities are so great. But listen, it's not easy. So we know we have a mission, or at least you should know now. But the Lord equips us for that mission. You know, in the gospel today, we have the sending out of the apostles. Jesus sends them out two by two. What most people might focus on is kind of the strange way he seems to limit them. He sends them out and he says, but don't take any money or food or all the things that you might think are necessary. He gets specific to them. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey. How many of you would load your family up into a car for a weekend trip and take nothing for the journey? But Jesus is doing something with this. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals. And we can focus on what they don't have, but we might miss what Jesus does give them, how he equips them for the mission. Because prior to the limitations, we hear this. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two. And he gave them authority over unclean spirits. Jesus gives his apostles authority. And not just any authority, his authority. This is not authority that they have on their own, but authority that comes from him. And then watch what happens. They go out and they do some things. They preach repentance, they cast out demons, and then they heal people. Now, this is the sixth chapter of Mark. In the first chapter of Mark, Jesus bursts on the scene. And guess what he does? He preaches repentance, he casts out demons, and he heals people. What the apostles are doing is exactly what Jesus had done prior to them. It's exactly his movement. That's key for them. It's key for us. The apostles are living a line that I love to repeat and pray with out of the Mass after the Lord is made present on the altar. They're living this line. Through him, with him, and in him. That's what the apostles are doing. They're living through Jesus and with Jesus and in Jesus. And so they have his authority to do exactly what Jesus did. Okay, good. That's what it means to be an apostle. But friends, you and I are an apostolic church. And so as much as Jesus and the apostles are linked, so too are we. The apostles are living through Jesus, with Jesus, and in Jesus. But now, in and through the mission of the church, he is living through them and with them and in them. And that is how he is reaching the world. And that extends to us, that Jesus wants to live through us and with us and in us as much as we desperately need to live through him and with him and in him. And that's why we come to Mass. Jesus wants and desires to send us out so he can live through us and with us and in us, to bring his saving grace to the whole world through us. That's what it means, my friends, to be the church. That is what it means to be part of this apostolic Catholic church. And we cannot lose that edge. We cannot lose that move, or we cease to be what Jesus wants us to be as a church. The reason it's not an option to live this way, the reason it is essential, is because we've been chosen. I know we think we make lots of choices, and we do, but so many of our choices are responses to choices that have been made before us. And at the highest level, God has made his choices. St. Paul, in this beautiful second reading today, he says, God chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We've been chosen. God knows what he's about. And he knows that he wants you involved in the great mission that is the church. He chose you. Paul goes on. In him, we were also chosen and destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things. Not just chosen, but destined. The Lord has chosen us, each one of us, to be about this mission. Everyone has a part to play. I have my particular role, but so do you. And only working together can we be what the Lord has established his church to be. Jesus says to the apostles in John's gospel, you did not choose me. It was I who chose you to go and bear fruit that will remain. The Lord's been at work in all of our hearts. Before we ever even got here, certainly not today, but before we ever even got here, before we were ever born, the Lord has been at work choosing. He doesn't save us generically. He doesn't choose us generically. Each person here is part of this mission. The Lord has chosen you. But can we say yes to it? Can we say yes to it? Well, friends, we have to. If we don't, it's a sure sign that we have not met Jesus Christ, that we don't know him. Because anyone who has really met Jesus, anyone who really knows him in a personal way, cannot keep him to oneself. We have to share Jesus. If you've really met him, if you've really experienced his love, it becomes a gift you cannot keep. It's a gift you have to give away. And only in the giving away of the gift is that gift actually preserved. St. Peter Chrysologus, he has a great line. He says, you will not be allowed to keep what you were unwilling to give to others. You won't be allowed to keep your faith if you're unwilling to give it to someone else. You won't be allowed to keep your love for Jesus if you're unwilling to give it to someone else. This whole movement of the gospel, this whole movement of the church, the whole movement of God is one of constant mission. The Father sends the Son to us on mission. The Son sends the apostles to the world on mission. Jesus sends us as sons and daughters of Holy Mother Church again to the world on mission. At the end of this Mass, you'll hear the very well-known phrase, go forth, the Mass is ended. And people just focus on the last part of that. The Mass is ended, thanks be to God. Let's get out, let's do the rest of our stuff. I hope you would be more excited about the first part of that phrase. Go forth. That's what it means to be a true believer in Jesus Christ, to receive from him love, and then to go forth to share that love with the whole world. Friends, we have to do it because we are the Catholic Church. We are one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic.